Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. Today I am speaking with Paul Gill. He is the CEO of Lomeco Metals. Stock symbol is LMR on the TSX Venture and LMRMF over the counter. Paul, welcome.
Thanks, Jack.
Paul, your company right now is focused on the graphite space. So can you tell us about, how you got involved in this and, why is there, so much interest in this commodity right now?
Right. In 2009, what we formed Lomeco for was to look at opportunities in the green economy. We knew that electric vehicles were going to be very, very pervasive in the next 20 years from that point. So what we looked at is where can we fit in as a mining company? And we looked at lithium and graphite as two major elements of electric vehicle batteries. And so we explored lithium and had a few opportunities there. And then we left that because it wasn't going to be a top shelf opportunity. And we found graphite properties in Quebec, Canada, that were very, very interesting and rich. And that's why we got into it, because we see this huge demand coming for lithium ion batteries, and lithium ion batteries have to have graphite. And in fact, 15 times more graphite than lithium goes into a lithium-ion battery. So the demand is already there.
How much on a dollar basis, in terms of the graphite, how much graphite is in a typical lithium battery, let's say for electric vehicles?
Yeah. For each electric vehicle, you have about 200 pounds of graphite. And that equates to about $200 to $500, depending on the type of graphite in it. So each one has about $500, let's say, give or take, of graphite.
Okay. And so your projects, your exploration projects are in Quebec. What made you choose that part of the world? Because I know there's the graphite, there's some mining goes on in different parts, and they all have, I think, from my understanding, they have their own kind of unique or specialty. What is it that you like about Quebec?
Well, graphite in economic concentrations occurs in certain locations around the world, and it's a very specific place where you can get economic graphite deposits. Graphite is carbon, so it's very prevalent in the world. But in certain parts like Madagascar, in Sri Lanka, in China, and in Canada, we have really good concentrations of extractable graphite, and that's the key. Is you got to be able to extract it in a pure form. So that's why we looked at Quebec, because it has a special circumstance in which the graphite there was formed in a rock called marble gneiss. And it's like grains of sand with little pockets of pure graphite in it. So when you crush that material, you're really getting good recoveries, and you can make better and better batteries with it. Very important to the process. So Quebec is a good jurisdiction as well. When you look at Madagascar and Sri Lanka, there's been a lot of turmoil there. China, might be in a trade war with the U.S. pretty soon. So we think we're in the best jurisdiction in the world. In fact, many surveys say that Quebec is one of the best jurisdictions, and I think it rates top five for the last 10 years.
Okay. So can you kind of dive into, the projects that you have there right now, maybe bring us up to date on some results and what your plans are for the year ahead?
Sure. What we were looking for is something that is near surface, so that when you extract the material, you're not digging down too far and wasting a lot of rock and hurting the environment and all of that. So we have a material that is near surface at the La Lutte property, which is located in Quebec, just north of the town of Montreal, or the city of Montreal, about an hour and a half. Really good road access, and that's important because there's an international port in Montreal that allows us to ship that material to other locations. In addition to that, there's water access to water, and there is, in addition to that, a large manufacturer of graphite materials located only 55 kilometers away from us that has been operating for 20 years, and that company is Imerys Carbon and Graphite. It's a multi-billion dollar company. So we know that this is the right place to be. They figured out all the infrastructure questions. They have the ability to put the material into a saleable form at their processing plant, and we can either use that plant or ship it to other locations. Now, the most important part of any deposit is the grade. You have to have high grade of percentage graphite. So you have to have 10% graphite potential in the ground of the material that you're mining. So you extract it, and then you separate the waste material from that 10% of it that is graphite. And then you take that material and process it so it's pure. And when the material is in that pure form, it is probably worth between $1,500 to $2,000 per ton, but you're only spending $500 approximately to get it to that form. So you've got this really nice margin of material. And if you have, right now, we've defined over 36 million tons of material. So we know that that could be a very, very lucrative business transaction if we were to get that into production.
So you've identified 36 million tons of graphite at your project in Quebec, you're saying?
That's correct. That's okay. Right. And the only thing that we're working on now is increasing the grade of that material by drilling more and making more defined drill holes so that we can, what this material appears like is a big blob of something underground. And so you have to drill into the ground in order to intersect the material in the ground, and then you sample that material to say how much graphite there is in it, and then you sample the graphite to see what the percentage, the purity of it is, and also the type of graphite, whether it's just powder or whether it's this special type of graphite called flake graphite. So we've already done all of that, and flake graphite is made about 30% of our deposit. Now, what we're doing is we're drilling more in order to bring the grade. Our current grades are under 5%, so we want to drill more to get that grade up to 10% or more, because that makes it very economic and durable as a business transaction. And so we'll have banks that are able to look at us and say, okay, compared to all the rest, you look really good. And so that's what we have to do, because there is a bit of competition in graphite, not a whole lot, but some. And we think that we're still one of the top 20 companies in the world with this type of deposit, but we want to be top five. And that top five is the one that's going to get multiple millions of dollars in order to develop.
So what's the process to, getting to the point where you can, define this 10% grade?
Yeah, good question. Because right now what we've done is we've drilled 125 holes into the ground to define 36 million tons of about 3% graphite. So what we just recently drilled is grades of over 15%, but we didn't we weren't able to, the engineers weren't able to define a resource around that section. So what we're doing is right now going back and drilling that particular area and bringing the resource up. So if you bring up the resource from you drill out that 15%, all of a sudden that 3% jumps up in a big way, and you get a really good resource that's worth millions and millions of dollars. Now, just for example, some of the companies have already done that in the world today. Some of them have their discounted fair market value at several hundred million dollars. So imagine us, a company that's at 3 or 4 or 5 million market cap, you know, defining something that's in the 50 or 60 or 70 million. What is that going to do to our stock price? I think it's going to be a big, big event for us. And that's why I'm so excited right now, because we're about to start drilling.
So the drilling program is going to start next month?
Yeah, it should be within the next few weeks. And then the process is you define a resource, and then you get the engineers to put that into what's called a pre-economic assessment. And that pre-economic assessment gives you a dollar value, because it says, here is what you have, here's how much it will cost to develop it, and here's how much it will sell for. And then what you do is you take that, and it might be $10 billion or whatever, $1 billion, but then you discount it to what's called a fair market value, and you only take 7% of the value and of what's defined in the ground. So you're really discounting it.
Okay. So basically, you know, with the numbers you're saying, that 7% would be roughly, $70 million.
Yeah, that's correct.
Plus, right.
That's correct.
But I think you said you have 30...
So if we're looking...
What did you say, 30 million tons, potentially?
Well, right now it's 36 million tons, but that tonnage might go up. See, lots of factors. The tonnage might go up, and will probably go up, and the grade will also go up, right? So, and then we might redefine it based on the new area rather than the old area. And that would cut off some of the lower grade stuff. So you got to be really good with this and define what the exterior of your open pit, and then you can start saying, okay, well, this is where we're going to dig, and get down and be able to extract the material. And you're really doing is putting together a business plan of how to extract that material, process it, and then ship it to a port, and then ship it to your customer. That's what we're essentially doing. Now, that's the our side of it. Now, the other side of it is the demand side, and that's important. Now, the demand side right now is incredible. We have Tesla coming out with all these vehicles that are getting into the market. Now, everyone else in the electric vehicle or in the vehicle space is responding. BMW, Volvo, Tata, and Jaguar, Ford, Nissan, Honda, they're all coming out with electric vehicles. So imagine what the demand is going to be for graphite. Graphite right now sells for $1,500 per ton. Imagine if all of that demand comes on in the next 10 years, which it will, that price of graphite is going to be going up and up and up as there's more demand and there's no mines being developed. And there hasn't been, there's only been one mine open in the last 10 years. So it's a good market, it's a good opportunity, and it's based on good old capitalism, supply and demand.
Excellent, excellent. So once your drilling program starts, I guess we should be looking forward to some news flow over the next couple of months?
Yeah, absolutely. And That will allow us to put out news on when we start, what the results are, and then what the resource is that we develop. And then that'll trickle right over into the pre-economic assessment. And at the same time, the other type of news flow we have is from our technology side as well.
I want to ask you about that.
Two technology companies.
So, yeah. I'm sorry, I interrupted you, but you, one of them is this Prometheus. So yeah, can you kind of get into some details about the business model, some of the, you know, the key assets you have there?
Yeah. So what LAMECO Metals did, and it goes back to 2014, is we invested in a company that was making graphene materials. And we put the first 50,000 in so that they can develop their materials and then get started on going public. Well, they did go public. We ended up making several million dollars on the transaction. And we thought, this is a fantastic business model. All we have to do is help startups and incubate them and introduce them to finance, and we'll do really, really well. So then we started graphene energy storage devices. We started smart home devices, and we started Prometheus. And just recently, Prometheus has gone from being a cryptocurrency mining focus to just a general future tech focus, because there's so much more than in the future than just cryptocurrency. There's so many more opportunities. So what we're doing is raising and money in the UK and going public there in Europe. And we're in the process of raising up to 5 million pounds sterling, and that company will end up becoming LAMECO's sort of technology arm. So LAMECO owns 20% of Prometheus, and is eventually Prometheus going to take over all of the technology that LAMECO has. And so that'll be a good event for LAMECO. It'll get cashed up, and it'll be a good event for Prometheus, because it'll start their whole life as a public company on the ground and running.
Okay. And so Prometheus, you're looking to raise the money and get the stock is going to, you know, trade on the AIM?
Yeah. It's a very interesting situation, but we don't have to raise money from anyone. We've already got the money that's in a pool ready to go.
Ah.
So it's a really good situation. The investors are already talk to us, and then all we're doing is confirming our model, and then we'll be ready to go to the public with that particular company in Europe. Mm-hmm. And then it'll raise further funds in Europe, and then eventually it will come back to the United States and list on the United States the OTC bulletin boards.
Okay. And so that, so is now that that's going to be like an incubator type of model, or what's going to be the...
Exactly. Yeah. So what we're going to do is help companies start up and be their, you know, the most difficult money to raise as a startup company is your first 250,000. So anything from 50 to 250,000, there's really good ideas out there. People don't want to take risk on some of these companies, but we think that's where the opportunity lies, to spend a little and make a lot. And that's what we did with Graphene 3D Lab. We invested 50,000, made several million. I think we can do it again. There's so much opportunity, and I'm right now sitting in the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas looking at 1,000 startup companies that are here looking with different ideas. And, you know, Jack, the thing is that new ideas become products in our homes. Like, everything that you have in your home, in your office, anywhere, was put there because someone made an effort to get that idea out and put it into production. And it's happening every day. So those opportunities are there. We know they happen. and we want to take advantage and help the companies go. And we think we have a few already, like Smart Home Devices, which is a fantastic, interesting company. But we're going to go out and find more. And that's a great model for Prometheus to go public. And Lameco owns 20% of Prometheus and will do very well for that.
So Smart Home Devices is, now that's owned by Prometheus or by Lameco? How is that structured?
Currently, it's owned directly by Lameco, 18.5%. But eventually, it will be transferred over to Prometheus.
Okay.
And that will be part of a future transaction.
What does this do? This Smart Home Devices.
Yeah. Well, essentially, when you have a when you look in around your home, you have a normal wall receptacle with a three-prong plug in it. There's two of them. There's one in every home, right? There's probably 30 in every home. Now imagine if you had that device with USB connections to it as well. So you could connect your USB directly into the wall and charge whatever you had or use it as a power bar or anything like that. So that is going to be a useful upgrade to something that already exists. So that's what SHT has done. They brought out a product called the Spider Charger, which has 8 connections. We just put out a news release today on it, and it has 8 connections, including 6 USB and 2 regular 3-prong plugs. Hmm. In addition to that, now everyone, as they go around their house, there's always blank spots in the house where you can't get Wi-Fi, right? Or the office. So what do? You go and put a Wi-Fi repeater in this device so that everywhere this device is, maybe put 3 of them in the house, you have nodes of Wi-Fi repeaters that will make sure your Wi-Fi is up and running in every part of your house. I think it's a brilliant idea. A brilliant guy out of Burnaby, British Columbia, came up with this. And I think it's going to be a real winner. And we're out here talking to distributors in order to tie up deals to get that product on the shelf.
Interesting. So this is another one of these, venture opportunities that came in, I guess, similar to this graphene, was the graphene deal?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. We invested money to help them develop the project.
How much did you put in?
Develop the product. We put about $500,000 into this company thus far. And it's got a product that's ready to go. It's got 3 patents associated with it. And we just had a patent grant in September of this year. So we're really happy with that. We're waiting for one more. And the next step for that particular product, the Spider Charger, is to get Underwriters Laboratory approval so it could be approved and then placed in the wall without any fire hazards happening. So because you're pushing a lot of power out through that particular device. Now, the key element to this is also it's a green device because as you plug in with USB, you're not using those blocky converters, power converters, which waste a lot of energy because they heat up. And that's every time you have heat around electricity, that's a waste of energy. USB don't do that. They actually plug directly into the wall, into your socket, and you're able to charge your device without that waste of energy. So that's where we're going to get green tech and LEED certification. And once you do that, then all the builders are going to be putting it in the new buildings. So I think it's a fantastic device that's going to be a base unit for this huge sort of smart home development that's going on in the world today.
Interesting. What does the device sell for?
Right now, we're suggesting the retail price would be $29.99 US, and our first market that we've defined as part of the US market essentially is about 15 million units. That people will buy and put into their home as either off the shelf in a retail store or through or a new a builder will put it into a new condo or office or home. So we think that market's pretty good, but it eventually we want to have it in every home.
And you're going, so this is something, so the company will be actually manufacturing and marketing. You're not planning to like license this out to, I don't know, an electrical, you know, whoever makes outlets.
We're trying not to.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying not to. We're trying to keep it because, like I said, it's going to eat all their lunches. It's going to be a much more useful device. And it's going to have the ability to eliminate a lot of these little plug-and-play devices that are, again, you know, fire hazards and wastes of energy. And you know, we can have people install them basically themselves. It's a DIY project. It doesn't take much to put in a plug. It's the same connections, three connections, you know, AC works on AC/DC, so it's a great situation, right?
Okay. And you guys have roughly, you said roughly 20% of that. Was it 18%?
Yeah, 18.5% is what we own right now.
Okay.
And as we go through it. We'll probably have, an ongoing interest, but that will be transferred over to Prometheus.
Okay. And do you have any other venture holdings right now?
Yeah, the other one that we're working on right now is called Graphene Energy Storage, and that's an interesting use of the material graphene, which is another allotrope of carbon. Graphite and diamond are other allotropes. Allotropes are just different ways of the atoms are structured. So in graphene, there is a structure that's like a hexagon structure. So all the carbon atoms form a hexagon, and that allows for a lot of stretching and flexibility for that material, but also allows for electrical current to travel over that material very, very quickly and easily without much resistance. So it makes a very good material for batteries and supercapacitors. So what we decided to do is to work on a supercapacitor which would charge devices such as phones or electric cars very quickly. Right now, there's a problem where it takes 2 hours sometimes to charge your Tesla or some other type of car. So we need to have something that charges very quickly. So that's what Graphene Energy Storage is working on. It's a super capacitor will charge quickly, and you're off and running within 10 minutes, just like you were to put gas in your car.
That's very interesting. So, excuse me, what's your vision for Lomeco over the next 2-3 years?
Well, essentially, we're going to do a resource. We're going to, after drilling, we'll get a resource. Then we're doing metallurgical studies, so we know what the material is. We're going to classify it and put a valuation on that material and the operation by writing what's called a pre-economic assessment. At that point, we will get a larger partner involved to start developing the mine and developing the entire structure that's required. Which is a massive undertaking, of course, building a mine. But we've done it. I've done it before. We've seen it before, in which we can start a project and then hand it off and have a great win. I was part of a company called Norsemont Mining in the 2000s, which started in 2003 at 5 cents. And eventually, as it drilled and discovered copper and defined its resource, it went to $4 and was eventually sold to Hudbay from 1 million market cap. It went all the way to 512 million market cap when it was sold. Well, that same mine operating today is a $20 billion value. So these are incredible wealth generation events, investing in these mining operations. If you got the right material at the right time, and you know the demand is coming, which we know it is in graphite, that is going to be a very lucrative future. And it's just about when. It's not, that's all we're really talking about is when. And the opportunity right now with the value of LMECO at a paltry $3 or $4 million market cap, it's fantastic. And I encourage people, I recently invested $100,000 and put 2 million shares in at 5 cents, and it's trading 5 cents Canadian. And so then it's trading at about the same level right now because we haven't started drilling. As soon as we start drilling, we think we'll see more and more speculative interest in the company.
So, you know, on that note, Paul, I want to thank you, and we look forward to following the story in the months ahead.
Thanks very much.